You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White joins us to examine the legend and lore surrounding Robin Hood.
It's one of the most popular legends in all of history, that of Robin Hood and his merry band of thieves, who made their home in Sherwood Forest at Nottingham in England. They stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Without a doubt, Robin Hood is the most enduring folk hero of the Middle Ages, and stories of his exploits date back at least 600 years. Beginning in the 15th century, and maybe even a little earlier, the annual May Day celebrations in England began to feature a male figure whose primary distinguishing characteristic was his willingness to rebel against the norm, to challenge the highly structured feudal order of the day, and to subvert the expected social conventions. One version of the tale has Robin Hood as a former aristocrat himself, who simply became disaffected with the lack of equity in medieval England, and who fell in love with another person of legend, the beautiful Maid Marian. The legend of Robin Hood grew and grew until gradually he was fully developed into his modern popular culture form, as portrayed by Errol Flynn or Russell Crowe. The great question scholars always have to ask in legends like these, with such unclear beginnings, is whether or not the legendary figure is in fact modeled on an actual one. Ask the average moviegoer or fiction reader today, who probably assume he was a real historical figure. A survey of records in late medieval England revealed that there are references to Robin Hood as a common term to broadly apply to criminals of all types, but especially thieves. The question then becomes whether or not the legend inspired the use of the slang term in legal records, or if the inverse is true, that the term used in legal records was simply applied to this person of legend. It is a little frustrating to scholars of today that history is unable to answer this definitively, except to say that clearly people of medieval England believed him to be real. In 1521, a historian named John Majors wrote A History of Greater Britain, which places Robin Hood in the context of the reign of King Richard the Lionheart, who reigned from 1189 to 1199, much earlier than Robin Hood appears in legal documents. This history of John Majors is not universally accepted as a scholarly source for medieval England, so doubt remains about the name, the legend. Certainly the tale of Robin Hood has inspired many a retelling of his adventures. In every age we seem to have need of the countercultural rebel, the one who pushes the boundaries of social convention, even breaking the law if he must, but always for the cause of the greater good. This is perhaps as true today as it was in medieval England. These stories tell us much about our human nature, our desire for equality, and a need to stand against perceived injustice. Was Robin Hood a real person? Probably not. Yet in one form or another, he seems to exist in every age.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.